Hi, Kier. Yeah, no problem. I mean, that's a pleasure. When I took over in '97, I'd watched. I think his first game was against Australia, and he had a really good game there. I think his first test was given to him by Karl du Plessis, but he'd been on tour with the previous year in '96, and Carl and I ran the midweek team, and so he spent a bit of time in that team as well. And so, yeah, he was a very young guy and quite reserved, but and shy with regard to his coach, not with regard to his fellow players, but with regard to his coach. But he really did have something special. He had beautiful hands, great anticipation, an ability to read the game. He had a sort of deceptive speed in that because he understood where the ball was going, he would get to the ball faster than players who were quicker than him, just because he understood angles and also understood the way that the opposition were thinking. So, he would anticipate whether there was going to be a chip or whether the centre was going to take it up or whether it was going to be, a cross kick or the fly-off was going to change direction. Whatever it was, he had a very good feel for it, and he was an outstanding continuity player. His good hands, his ability to pass. He's sort of like a much tougher Laurent Cobin, that type of Rob Lowe, Laurent Cobin, that type of player. And he was always going to be selected for my team. He was a really good blend with Andre Fenter, who was such a good carrier and a good line out forward and a good physical player, direct. Of course, Taish, who was Gary Taishman, who was good in the lineouts, good under the high ball, did a lot of the hard graft as well. And so Rassie had the chance to sort of be more in the open play. He could do extraordinary things. I mean, I remember in a game against Scotland, he kicked a cross kick when he was in the open, and he suddenly realized that, I think it was Peter Rousseau was open on the left-hand side, and he kicked a long cross kick, and Peter Rousseau, having broken through, he was lacking pace, had lacked support, but he saw, he really saw where potential space and was, and found it. His interception against France in our game at Paris, we were under pressure. We just scored an early try. They came back into it. They attacked the blind side. And he, you know, he saw he saw the pass coming before the guy even made the pass, and got the interception, and then again played Peter Rousseau to run it in. So these are instances where he instinctively knew where what the opposition was going to do, and where he ought to be to benefit from it. So and obviously from a team perspective, had a nice sense of humor, and kept the guys on their toes. He was always him and a few of the other young guys, up to tricks, but good fun, really good fun. And when he got injured, I know he was very nervous that he would lose his place. Andrew Aitken played a very good game against England, I remember, and he was very nervous that, having missed that game, that I would stick with Andrew. Maybe he thought I would support the English player, but the principle was that he was injured, had lost his place because he had a leg infection, and I picked him again for the Scottish game straight afterwards, and explained that he was the he was the he was the guy who was. It was his place, that open side flanking position, and despite the fact that Andrew Aitken had played really well, when he was fit again, he would get back in and play, and only poor performances would lose him at the place, not being injured. So I think I managed to earn a bit of trust from him through that. Okay, I hope this helps. Cheers.